You have covered the Deep RL toolkit. From the bicycle balancing hook of L1 through the offline RL and meta RL frontiers of L14 through L17, the algorithms in this track give you the working vocabulary of a deep RL practitioner. This final lesson takes a step back and asks a different question. What does the field's research frontier look like in 2026? And how do the algorithms you have learned position you to read it? Four open problems organize the frontier. None of them is solved. All of them are active. Each connects back to algorithms covered earlier in the track, and the connections are what give you traction on the literature. Sample efficiency. Deep RL needs orders of magnitude more environment interactions than humans seem to need. Safety and alignment. Production deployment requires that the trained policy do what humans intended, robustly, including under distribution shift. Generalization. Trained policies often fail on small variations of their training environment. Real-world deployment. The gap between simulator-trained policies and real-world deployment is the bottleneck for robotics and many other applications. Each gets a section. The lesson closes with a track recap and where T18 fits in the broader curriculum. Sample efficiency. The standard benchmark observation. A deep RL agent trained on Atari needs millions to billions of frames. A human child playing the same game needs a few hours. A monkey learning a task needs tens of trials. The sample efficiency gap between deep RL and biological learners is several orders of magnitude. Several lines of work attack the gap. Model-based RL, L9 and L10, reduces sample requirements by learning a transition model and planning against it. World models in the Dreamer family, MuZero, Efficient Zero, and Daydreamer, Hafner et al., 2023, all show that learning a model and planning in it can solve standard benchmarks with much less data than model-free methods. The cost is model bias when the learned model is wrong. Demonstration data and imitation pre-training, L2 imitation learning, reduces the search problem by initializing the policy near a competent solution. Pipelines like AlphaGo, which started from human game records before refining via self-play, depended on this. Note, QDTIOPT, often grouped with these in casual discussions, actually collected its 580,000 grasps autonomously via off-policy Q-learning rather than from demonstrations. Multitask and Meta RL, L17, shares structure across tasks. If the agent has trained on many related tasks, the marginal cost of a new task is much smaller than training from scratch. Exploration improvements, L16, make the existing data more informative. Curiosity-driven exploration on hard tasks reduces the number of episodes needed to reach the first extrinsic reward, after which standard methods take over. Offline RL, L14, L15, extracts value from logged data without further interaction. When new interaction is expensive, medical, industrial, robotics, offline RL turns the sample efficiency question into a data utilization question. Despite all of these, the gap to biological learners remains large. The open question is whether closing it requires a fundamentally different framework, perhaps something like the predictive coding stories from neuroscience, or whether scaling current methods plus better priors will eventually be enough. Safety and alignment. This is the area that has grown most prominent in production RL. Over the last few years, driven by RLHEOKF Ulamain Chuan, and the broader question of how to train AI systems whose behavior aligns with what humans intended. The challenge: the trained policy optimizes whatever the training signal rewards. If the reward is a learned preference model, the policy optimizes that learned model, which is a proxy for human preferences, which is itself a proxy for what is genuinely helpful and safe. Each layer of proxy is a potential source of misalignment between trained behavior and intended behavior. Three sub-areas where T18's machinery is directly relevant: reward hacking, The agent finds an unintended way to make the reward number large that does not match the intended behavior. Classical examples: a boat racing agent learns to spin in circles collecting reward power-ups instead of finishing the race. An RLHF-tuned language model learns to produce confident-sounding but wrong answers because the preference model rewarded confidence. The structural connection is to L13. Reward modeling is brittle when the model can be optimized harder than the supervisor anticipated. Distributional shift. A policy trained on one state distribution is deployed on a different state distribution and behaves badly. The L2 imitation lesson named this, and L14 deepened it. The deeper question for safety is not just performance degradation, but unpredictable failure modes that can be catastrophic in safety-critical settings. Sequence-level safety in agentic systems. When an RL-trained system can take real-world actions over many steps, the failure modes compound. A growing share of modern AI safety research is focused on this regime. The connection to T18 is through the algorithmic stack, PPO, RLHF, model-based world models, exploration, that underpins agentic AI systems. The 2026 state of the art has clear engineering practices, KL regularization, conservative training, red teaming, careful stage deployment, without anything that resembles a complete solution. Safety remains an open problem in the structural sense. Progress on it requires advances in interpretability, scalable oversight, and adversarial robustness that the AI safety literature is actively pushing. Generalization. A policy trained on a particular environment often fails on small variations. A robot trained on red cubes may fail on blue cubes. A driving policy trained on dry roads may fail on wet roads. A game-playing agent trained on one map may fail on a slightly different map. Several lines of work attack generalization. Domain randomization. Train across many random variations of the environment, so the policy must learn to handle the variation. Works well when the variation axes are known and parameterized. Less effective when the deployment distribution introduces variations not seen during training. Self-supervised pre-training. Train representations that capture environment structure without task-specific reward. The pre-trained representations transfer across tasks. Connects to the foundation model story. Causal representations. Pursue representations that capture the underlying causal structure of the environment rather than surface statistics. If the policy uses causal features, it should generalize to variations that preserve causal structure but change surface features. An active research direction. Shulkov et al., 2021. Test time adaptation. Allow the policy to adapt during deployment using a small amount of test time data. Connects to Meta RL, L17, and to test time training methods. The fundamental tension. Generalization is in tension with specialization, which is in tension with sample efficiency, which is in tension with safety. A more general policy is harder to verify. A more sample-efficient training procedure relies on more priors that can be wrong. A more specialized policy generalizes less. No current method navigates this trade space cleanly. Real-world deployment. The gap between simulator-trained policies and real-world deployment is the practical bottleneck for many applications, robotics most visibly. Sim-to-real transfer. Simulators are cheap and parallel. Real-world data collection is slow and expensive. Bridging the gap requires either highly accurate simulators, expensive to build, domain randomization, effective in some settings, demonstration bootstrapped pipelines, effective when demonstrations exist, or careful staged deployment, effective when failure is recoverable. Long horizon real-world tasks. Tasks requiring hours of coherent behavior, industrial control, robot housekeeping, autonomous driving over long routes, compound errors over time. The credit assignment problem of standard RL becomes acute on long horizons. The exploration problem becomes acute when failure has real consequences. online learning under distribution shift. Real-world deployments face distribution shifts, new customer behaviors, equipment wear, regulatory changes. Standard offline then online pipelines, L14, L15, handle the initial gap, but ongoing adaptation under shift is an open challenge. Safety under deployment. Even a well-trained policy can fail safely or unsafely, depending on the deployment architecture. The interaction between the train policy and the deployment monitoring is where many production AI failures actually originate. Connects back to the safety frontier above. Track 18 recap. The full syllabus, sketched as a single arc, phase 1, L1 LVIM, RL foundations. From the bicycle hook of L1 through the MDP formalism of L3, the policy gradient derivation of L4, and the actor-critic refinement of L4, the first phase established the vocabulary and the basic algorithms. By the end of phase 1, you could write down what an RL agent is and the simplest training methods. Reinforce, actor-critic. Phase 2, L6, L12, core deep RL algorithms. Value-based methods and DQN, L6, L7, advanced policy gradients with TRPO and PU, L8, model-based RL, LumLines, L10, variational inference for RL, LUM, control as inference, LTOL. By the end of phase 2, you knew the working toolkit, policy gradient, actor-critic, value-based, model-based, and the variational maximum entropy unification. Phase 3, L13 to L18, frontiers. RLHF as the modern LLM application, L13, offline RL problem and algorithms, L14, L15, exploration, L16, multitask and meta RL, L17. And this final lesson on open problems. By the end of phase 3, you can read deep RL papers and place each one in the algorithmic and conceptual landscape, where T18 fits in the broader curriculum. T11, no. Neural network intuition, T12. Intro to deep learning, T13. Build neural networks from scratch. The deep learning prerequisites. T18 assumes you can read a neural network as a function and train it with gradient descent. T4. Linear algebra, T8 calculus. The mathematical prerequisites. T18 uses gradients, expectations, and probability throughout. T17 reinforcement learning foundations. The direct prerequisite. T17 covered classical RL, MDs value iteration, policy iteration, tabular Q learning, without deep function approximation. T18 covered the deep variant. T20 AI agents and tool use builds on T18's RLHF and agentic systems content for the production LLM as agent perspective. T19 diffusion models and generative AI. A parallel track on a different subfield. Cross-track coherence with T18 includes RLHF for diffusion alignment, and the training objective determines what the model learns pattern that surfaces in both tracks. T23i safety. Builds on T18's L13 RLHF and the safety frontier framings here for the dedicated safety treatment. Why this matters when you use AI. The open problems in this lesson are the structural reasons that production AI systems sometimes fail unexpectedly, why some research programs are heavily invested in particular subareas, model-based RL, scalable oversight, mechanistic interpretability, and why the trade-offs between sample efficiency, safety, generalization, and deployment realism are real and unavoidable. When you read claims about an AI system's capabilities, the structural framings from this track let you ask the right questions. What training signal was used? What was the data distribution? How was exploration handled? Is the test setting close enough to the training distribution? What is the deployment architecture, and how does it interact with the trained policy? Each of these maps onto an algorithm or a failure mode you have seen in T18. Common pitfalls. Treating any single algorithm as the answer. Sample efficiency, safety, generalization, and deployment realism are largely independent open problems. Different algorithms address different ones, and there is no current method that handles all four well. Underestimating the simulator-to-real gap. The "we trained it in simulation and it works in the real world" pipeline is often the place real failures originate. Conflating engineering progress with structural progress. A method that achieves higher scores on a benchmark may or may not have closed any of the open problems. Read papers for the structural claim, not just the score table, treating safety as orthogonal to capability. The two are coupled. A more capable system has higher stakes failure modes. A safer system has reduced exploitation of the optimization signal that drives capability. Trade-off is unavoidable. Believing RLHF solved alignment, it did not. RLHF is one engineering practice that aligns LLM outputs to a preference distribution within the training distribution. The harder problems, out-of-distribution behavior, deceptive alignment, reward hacking at scale, remain open. What you should remember: sample efficiency, safety, generalization, real-world deployment are deep RL's open frontiers. Each is an active research area. None is solved. The algorithms in T18 are the working vocabulary for reading the frontier literature. Most papers at NeurIPS, ICML, ICLR, CORI ORL on deep RL build on the methods and framings here. The trade-offs across frontiers are real. More capable means higher stakes failure. More general means harder to verify. More sample efficient relies on stronger priors. The trade space is open. Modern production AI is the algorithms in T18 at scale, with engineering for safety and deployment that the academic literature is actively pushing on. Foundation models, RLHF, agentic systems, and the safety stack all stand on the algorithmic backbone you have learned. The open problems are where the field is moving. Sample efficiency drives world model research. Safety drives interpretability and scalable oversight. Generalization drives causal representation and meta-learning research. Real-world deployment drives sim-to-real and online adaptation work. Each connects back to T18. This is the end of Track 18. You have the working vocabulary of deep RL, the algorithmic decision rubric for production deployment, and the framings to read the frontier literature with calibrated skepticism. The curriculum continues across other tracks. The algorithms here are the foundation.